朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。So the first thing the Lord Jesus tells us not to be greedy.
啊，这个贪心其实是我们里面很容易有的事情。
Actually, greed is very common in our.
我上次跟你们讲过，那个林肯总统有一次在街上走路的时候，他还没当总统以前，他看到一个小男孩在路边哭啊。
I told you before, President Lincoln, before he became president, one day he was walking on the street and saw a little boy crying on the street.
他问他为什么哭，他说我的硬币掉了。
And then so he asked him, why are you crying? He said, I lost my coin.
所以林肯就给他一个硬币，他就不哭了。
So Mr. Lincoln gave him a coin, so he stopped crying.
等到林肯一转身，他又哭了。
And as Mr. Lincoln turned around, this little boy stopped crying again.
他问他为什么哭。
He said, why are you still crying?
他说如果我没掉的话，我现在就两个 coin.
I thought about it, if I did not lose my coin, now I would have two coins.
你就发现这是人一个人性的写照，一个小小的孩子其实就是这样。
So this is a very good description of human nature.
那弟兄姊妹，贪其实是人的本性。
Actually, to covet, greed is a.
提摩太前书也告诉我们，许多人被因为贪，所以被许多的愁苦给刺透了。
The Bible tells us, many are pierced with pain because of their greed.
那这是第一件事啊。
So this is the first thing.
那第二件事情呢？盲目使无知使人盲目，只顾今生，这是这个比喻的重点。
The second part, the emphasis of this parable is that foolishness causes men blindness and narrow focus on this life.
这个故事大家一看就懂，我不用多说了。在这里讲到一个财主。
Here there's a rich person.
他是一个很有计划的人。
And then he's a man of planning.
他是一个也很有理想的人。
And he also has a goal, an ideal.
他还在现在就已经为了他将来的退休，为了他一辈子都想好了。
He already planned out his retirement and his future.
So plan ahead.
So he really planned ahead.
所有东西都预备好，退休都预备好。
He has prepared everything for his retirement.
弟兄姊妹，在这段的经文里面，你发现有一个字是出现最多的是什么
？But yet, there's a one word that appeared many times.
叫做我。我的重复出现。
The word I repeatedly.
他说我的出产没地方收，我要怎么办？我要这么办？我要把我的仓房拆了？我要把什么？我都是。啊，弟兄姊妹，你发现他整个的谈话里面，整个的计划里面，神不在其中。
You can see in all of his thoughts and planning, there was no God.
我在说，我们不是不能够为人生有规划哈，大家不要误会。
Let me clarify. I'm not saying that we should not plan for our future.
我们弟兄有一首诗歌，他说：“主耶稣，每次我梦想人生的美善，我求你必须也在内。”记不记得
？There's a song by Watchman Nee says, "Lord, every time I think of the beautiful things in life, Lord, I plead that you will be in them."
所以你发现两件事情，第一个就是这个人从头到尾的计划里面，神不在其中。
So we see that this person planned and planned.Throughout the process, God was not in his plan.
全是我。
Keep on saying, I will do this, I will do that.
第二件很突出的事情，你会发现。
Second thing that stands out.
这个财主一直认为我，这些都是我的。
The rich man keep thinking these things are all mine.
但是主耶稣却让我们看见，没有一件事情是他的。
But yet the Lord show us that there's nothing that he really possesses.
生命不在他手中，他所有的储蓄他不能够掌握。
Life is not in his hands, and he has no control of all his possessions.
神当天晚上除掉他的命，就什么都没有。
That night, his life was demanded of him, and he was left with nothing.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很严肃而且很强烈的一个提醒。
So this is a very serious and very strong reminder.
当我们在这里所有的追求所有的计划都是我的时候
When we pursue everything for ourselves,
神要让我们看见这一切我们的东西通通不在我们手中
The world wants us to see that whatever we have are not actually in our hands
神要拿去
The Lord can just take them away
非常容易
Very easily
所以我听杨俊弟兄上个礼拜做见证的时候
As I listened to Brother Jude's testimony last week
他说他97年还是98年在中国有个很好的机会结果他不知道为什么会来问我而且不知道为什么会听我
Brother Jude actually shared last week that 1997 or 98 he actually had a very good job opportunity in China but he didn't know why he came to ask Brother Yu for advice and he didn't know why he listened to
him 那时候我跟于师母给他两个提醒啊
at that time Sister Nancy and I gave him two reminders
一个他说了就是刚得救回到中国去很容易就被吞吃了因为自己还站不稳
first thing was that he was just a new believer and it was very easy to be attacked and fall if he goes back to China right away
第二个我记得我跟杨俊讲得很清楚我说我希望你回去是带着使命回去而不是只是为了追求一个 better life 而回去
secondly I told Brother Jim that
记不记得
you ever go back to China I hope you go back with a sense of missionNot just to pursue a better life.
我说你需要装备，你需要成长。我希望你回中国的时候是带着使命回去，而不是只是追求更好的生活。
You need to grow and be equipped so that you can go back with a sense of mission. Please don't just go back to pursue a better life.
弟兄姊妹，每一个弟兄姊妹来到这里都像我们一块肉一样，我们都不希望你们离开的。
Because every brothers and sisters in our church are very dear to us, and we don't want you to casually leave here.
但是我希望所有要离开这里的弟兄姊妹都是因为在主的面前祷告带着使命出去的
and I hope everyone that leaves here will go with a sense of mission from God
好我们决定要求神大大的祝福让我们真的带着使命感我们要出去为神而活要来荣耀神
if we really go with a commission from God then we will greatly bless you
你发现这一个人他整个的无知他的无知叫他盲目只顾今生
so we see this rich manBecause of his foolishness, he was blind and only pursued for this life.
所以主对他说：“无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？”
Then he says, "Fool, that tonight your life will be demanded of you, and who will own the things that you have prepared for yourself?"
中国有一句话说：“人为财死，鸟为食亡，为食物死掉。”
There's a Chinese saying that men would die for food and birds would die men would die for wealth and birds would die for food.
我记得 David Aaron 很小的时候，有一次我跟于师母带他们到旧金山动物园去。
I remember when my sons were younger, my wife and I took them to San Francisco Zoo.
那我也不知道一些鸟怎么知道 Aaron 还小，他那个时候才两岁多三岁而已。
I don't know why some birds knew that Aaron was a little boy.
我们给他们买那个空 dog， 你知道，像热狗一样，底下插着一根棍子，像冰棒的棍子，插着让他们吃啊。
We bought them corn dogs.
然后那个海鸥就这样一下子冲过来，把他的手上的那个整个抢去，然后吞吞吞，吞到一半，那个整个卡在他喉咙到外面，一根棍子卡在那里。
And then a seagull would just come and snatch away the corn dog and then swallow the corn dog, but then with the stick coming out of his throat.
你还记不记得？记得。
Remember?
知道他死定的。
So,
这只鸟是死定的。
Sure, the seagull would die.
他从此以后他不可能再咬东西了，那个东西卡在那边，我们看他那个样子，知道他没办法，他又不让我们拔。
Because as we look at the seagull, we know that.He can never eat another food.
另外一次，我就在圣塔卡拉开车送他们去preschool 还是什么的时候，就看到两只鸟在那边抢一个东西。
And also one time, as I sent them to school, I saw two birds fighting for something.
车子过来了，两个还在那边抢，来不及飞就被车子撞过去。
As the car was approaching, these two birds were still fighting for something, so both of them got run over by car.
弟兄姊妹，这都是亲眼 right before my eyes， 就在我眼前发生。
I saw these things right in front of my eyes.
这真的就是鸟为食亡，它就是为了眼前，为了眼前，它连生命都不要了。
Yes, birds would die for food.
今天主在这里提醒我们，不要无知到一个地步，在我们生命中没有神。
So the Lord reminds us, don't be so foolish that there's no God in your life.
那如果在我们生命中真有神的话，
But if we do have God in our life,
而我们真把他当作神的话，
we really regard him as our God.
那么他告诉我们要一无挂虑。
And then he tells us, do not be anxious of anything.
我们就学习来相信他。
So let's learn to trust him.
所以弟兄姊妹，忧虑是难免的。
Yes, it's inevitable to worry.
但是如果我们学会了把每一个忧虑当作是我们的一个校正的机会，看看我们是不是贪心，是不是无知，只顾今生。
But then if we regard every worry as a correcting a learning opportunity to examine us, if we're being foolish or if we're being greedy.
我们把每一次的忧虑当作我们这个人被神提升，被神扩大的机会，让我们更认识神。
So we can consider every worry as a growing opportunity that we get to know God more.
每一个忧虑来帮助我们能够更经历神的信实，经历神的大能。
Every worry will help us to experience more of God's mightiness and His faithfulness.
所以你发现刚才腓立比书第四章那里讲到是一个交换的经历。
So actually, what Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 says is actually an exchange experience.
当我们借着祷告、祈求和感谢，把我的忧虑给神的时候
，By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving that we give our worries to God,
神就一定把基督里的平安给我们，出人意外的平安。
And God for sure will give us a peace in Jesus Christ that surpasses all understanding.
所以那天晚上，当我祷告、祷告到最后，我把我所有重担卸给他的时候
，That day through prayer.Gradually, I cast all my worries to God.
我真正经历到神的信实，当我真给他，他就把出人意外的平安给我了。
And how I experience His faithfulness as I truly give my cares and worries to God, He gives me His peace.
那我可以安安息息的睡觉，安安息息的上手术台，安安息息的接受他给我的带领。
That I was able to sleep peacefully and then go to the surgery, peacefully.
所以把忧虑。这种难免的经历当作是一个属灵成长的机会，当作我们经历神的机会。
So yes, worries are inevitable, but let's take worries as an opportunity to experience God and to grow.
这是一个属灵的交换。
So this is a spiritual exchange.
所以以赛亚书六十一章第三节也说到，神要用喜乐油代替悲哀，用赞美衣代替忧伤的灵。
So Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3 says that God will give you oil of gladness for a spirit of sorrow and will give you a garment of praise for mourning.
我原来是悲哀的，当我交给神的时候。
Yes, I was feeling sorrow and worry.
神还给我们的是喜乐油。
And as we give it to God, God gives us back the oil of gladness.
我交给神的是我忧伤的灵。
Yes, I may give to God the spirit of heaviness.
神还给我的是赞美衣，让我居然可以赞美。
But yet, in exchange, God gave me back the garment of praise so that I can praise
God. 我再说，忧虑是难免的。
Yes, let me repeat again. It is very easy and inevitable to worry.
但是我们不应该被忧虑伤害，被忧虑辖制。
But we should never be controlled and harmed.By worries.
我们应该在信心的里面把它当作是一个机会，让我经历神，而让我在这里被提升、被扩大。
But in faith, let's consider them as opportunities for us to experience God and then enlarge our capacity and grow.
我要把它当作是我蒙福的机会，我可以跟主交换，
so、
把我的不行换他的全能。
So that those can be our experiences of blessing, opportunities of blessing that we can exchange.For God's blessing.
把我的悲哀换成他的喜乐。
That my sorrows and mournings will be exchanged for His joy.
哦，所以主在讲这个比喻的时候，一面提醒我们不要贪心，贪心使人愁苦，使人忧愁。
So when the Lord tells us this parable, He's telling us do not be greedy because greed causes us to grieve.
一面提醒我们不要无知，不要只顾今生，只顾看得到的。
The Lord also tells us not to be foolish, not just to focus on this life only.
那我们现在来看，在积极上面，他告诉我们要学习来信靠这位慈爱信实的天父。
Now we shall see the more positive approach is to trust this loving and faithful Heavenly
Father. 使我们可以脱离无用的忧虑。
So that we can be freed from useless worries.
我想我们前一阵子读马太福音第六章已经读过，我就很快的提过去就好了。
So these verses we have already read when we studied Matthew.
这段的经文里面提醒我们三件事情。
So in this following passage, it reminds us of three things.
在这里，他告诉我们要叫我们认识，要知道我们自己贵重的价值。
It tells us that we should know our precious value.
他说：“天上的乌鸦不种不收，没有仓没有库，天父尚且养活它。
”The ravens they don't sow, they don't reap, they have no storehouses and no barns, and yet Heavenly Father feed them.
主教提醒我们，我们比这些贵重多少？ 过去多了。
Reminds us how much more valuable we are than the birds, than the ravens.
好，所以我们生活需用的东西不要担心。
So don't worry about our daily needs.
等一下讲到百合花。
And then the Lord goes on to talk about lilies.
不劳苦不纺线，但是百合花的美丽，在所罗门极其荣华的时候，他所穿的远远比不上这个百合花。
Yeah, the lilies they do not toil or spin, and yet the Lord says even Solomon in all of his glory.Was not arrayed like one of these.
所以主说：“你们这小心的人呐、啊，野地的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉子里面。神还给他这样子的装饰，何况你们呢
？”So the Lord says, "If God then so clothes the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will He clothe you, all you of little faith?"
要知道我们贵重的价值。
So we have to know how precious we are.
其实一个东西没有价值，我们很容易就丢掉了。
If this person, if this thing has no value, we can
我常常讲的比喻
throw away.
就是我们的笔写不出来的时候，基本上我们就丢掉了。
I often give an example. If this pen doesn't work, we can easily toss into the basket.
我们橡皮擦都已经干化了，变得硬得不得了，每次擦越擦越黑，我们就丢掉了。
If our eraser dried up and become hard, then we just throw it away.
A napkin 用过了，我们就丢掉了嘛。
And then a used napkin, we can easily throw it away.
但是弟兄姊妹，神没有丢弃我们，因为知道我们的价值。
Yet the Lord never throws us away, discard us, because He knows our value.
因为我们里面有他的生命。
Because in us there's His life.
因为我们的身上肩负着他给我们神圣的使命。
Because we carry the sacred commission that He has given us.
我们虽然活不出来，但是他不忍心丢弃我们，他还是看过我们。
It's true that we may not live it out, but then He will never forsake us because He cares for us.
第二件事情叫我们认识忧虑的无用和无能。
Second purpose is for us to know the uselessness and the powerlessness.
我说你们哪一个能够用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
It says, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature or one hour to his life?
小字的翻译叫做使身量多加一肘呢
Or to add a single hour to his life?
啊，这个小字说到我的痛处哈。
This really talks about my worry.
我真的盼望我能够多加一肘就好。
I really hope that I can be one cubit taller.
啊，你看我现在是我全家里面最矮的男生。
Now I'm the shortest man in my house.
啊，这两个小家伙都在地上爬的，现在都比我高。
My son used to be a shorties, and now they're taller than me.
我记得以前我们学校的教官，他太矮了，他就要站到水沟上面骂人了。
I remember in my school the dean.Used to because he was so short, he had to stand up something to scold.
像我们想能够增加一肘多好啊
So how I wish I could be taller.
那你看你做不到
But yet I cannot do it.
但是圣经上居然说这个我做不到的事情，他说你连这么小的事，最小的事都做不到，你忧虑什么
？But yet the Lord says, if you cannot do even the least, the smallest things, then why do you worry?
我不晓得大家有没有读出主用这个比喻的意义，就是说。在人是已经不可能做到的事，对神来说是最小的事。
So can you try to understand and then to feel it? That something that we think is impossible for us to do, and yet the Lord says this is the least.
因为我们讲这些，你可能会说，主啊，我从来不忧虑，我需要多增加一肘。
But then you might say, Lord, I never worry, I never wanted to be taller.
主的意思不是要叫你增加一肘，主的意思就是告诉我们，连你认为不可能的事，对我来说都是最小的事。
So the point, the Lord's point was not whether to grow a taller or not, but something that you consider impossible is actually very, very small in God's eyes.
有人告诉我们哈，这个人类的忧虑，他们去分析去统计，92%的忧虑是没有必要的。
So according to statistics, about 92% of the worries are not necessary.
有的是杞人忧天，根本不可能发生，你在那边担心。
Some are just being paranoid or pessimistic.
有的是已经不可能改变，你在那里担心。
Or some things are just not changeable, and then you worry for nothing.
你说我现在买的房子是这个东西向的，我希望太阳能够从东边出来，是从西边出来。
And now, say if you buy a house that's facing the east, and then you wish that the sun will come out from the west.
所以很多的忧虑是不必要的。
So a lot of the worries are not necessary.
那是人本性出来的。
It all spring out of human nature.
你们有没有听过？有一天，这个亚当在伊甸园里面，这个泪流满面，这个不得了。那天太晚回家了。
Have you heard the story that one day Adam was in the Garden of Eden, and then he was late for home, so he started to cry.
他回家累了就倒头就睡了。
And then he was so tired, and he sweat, and so he went home and fell asleep right.
他睡到一半的时候，发现夏娃在他的这边身上动来动去。
And then, as in the middle of his sleep, he felt Eve touching his body.
他说你在干什么
？So what are you doing?
说我在算你有几根肋骨。
And she says, I'm counting your ribs.
他怕神又拿另外一根肋骨给他造了另外一个女人。
Because she was afraid that what if God took another rib and created another woman?
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人天生就是担心。俗话说，你的先生晚下班，你从来不会想到，哎呀，他去帮我买钻戒了，他去帮我买花了。
So we just like to worry. And a speaker once said that when your husband is late coming home from work.You never think that your husband might go and buy some flower or
buy some
ring. You tend to think the negative things are maybe he got a car accident or maybe he has an affair.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前在这里看见你的忧虑不能成就任何事情。
As we can see here, worry will not achieve anything.
你不能叫瘦瘦多加一克，不能叫身材身量多加一轴。
You cannot cause your body to grow taller or add one single hour to your life.
第三个主在这里提醒我们。
And the Lord is reminding us.
要叫我们学习从自我中心里面出来，这就是无知的财主的问题。
That we ought to step out of self-centeredness, and that is the issue of this rich fool.
我的需要，我的感觉，我的问题，我的孩子，我的健康，我的工作，我的钱财，我们祷告都是我。
He's always centered around me, and then we always pray about ourselves, my health, my children, my job, my family, my.
主在这里提醒我们的祷告，我们的追求，我们的生活必须要有对的次序。
The Lord is reminding us that all our pursuit in life ought to have the right priorities.
一方面，他在这里告诉我们，我们真正的需要主通通都知道。
On one hand, the Lord is telling us God knows all of our needs.
他在这里29节、30节告诉我们，你们必须用这些东西，你们的父是知道的。
And then it says that your Father knows that you need these things.
换句话说，我们所有的需要主通通了解。
So the Lord understands all of our needs.
何等的安慰啊！
And what a comfort that is.
第二件事情，主不是不给。
And also, the Lord is not withholding, but not giving.
主希望给是给的有意义的给。
But the Lord wants to give it with a good meaning.
那我们学会了。
So that we can learn.
不在自我中心，能够先求他的国。
So that we can learn not to be self-centered, but seek His kingdom first.
我相信我们都不希望我们家养的孩子是一个很自私的孩子，什么都是我要，不肯跟别人学。
I'm sure all us parents hope that our children will not be self-centered.
我们不是不给他，我们希望他学会跟别人学。我愿意给他更多。
It's not that we withhold good things from them, but we hope that they will learn to share so that we can give them more.
同样的，神对我们大人也是这样。
the Lord is treating His children the same way we treat our
children. 希望我们不要求都只为了自己。
He does not want us only to pray and ask for ourselves.
第三个在这里讲到主有更好的要给我们。
And the Lord actually has something better to give us.
他愿意把他的国给我们。
And He wants to give us His kingdom.
所以刚才于师母交通到那个点，我觉得今天在很多的忧愁跟担心的面前。
So just as Sister Nancy shared, a lot of times we have worries.
当我们先把心转向神的时候。
But yet, if we turn our hearts to God first.
当我们慢慢我们的祷告能够变成 Thy will be done, 愿你的旨意成就的时候。
Gradually, we get to pray the prayer that Thy will be done.
你会发现我们进入了一个前所未有的安息跟说不出来的自由。
And we will experience that we enter into a rest and a liberty that we never experienced before.
我们买会所的过程，很多人说，余弟兄，你怎么样子能够安定下来？这么大的压力。
And some still ask me, how can you have rest, Brother Yu, when you are purchasing this church facility?
这么多的难处，你怎么可能有安息？
There are so many troubles. How could you find rest?
我的安息在于我的祷告，就是神的旨意要成就。
My peace rests upon.That God's will be done.
我的面子，我的需要，我的看法，我的观念都不重要。
My reputation, my face, my thoughts, and my ideas are not important.
但是当我们祷告 Thy will be done 的时候，愿你的旨意成就。
As we pray, Thy will be done.
你发现我们这个人真的自由。
that we become free.
哦，包括我们在家庭、在健康上、在职场上、在所有的事情。
This goes with all the troubles that we see in our families and our workplace and everywhere.
如果我们里面真正那么尊重、那么爱慕神的旨意成就，你发现进入安息、享受。一是必然的结果。
If we really love God and love to see His will be done, then it's very easy for us to rest and enjoy His will.
蒙神悦纳，被神祝福也是必然的结果。
And we will find favor and His blessings.
我结束的时候，一个小故事结束，讲到有一个年轻人，他做见证。
I will end my message with a story.
他说他的妈妈是一个非常愁苦的妈妈。
A young man was giving a testimony. He says that his mother used to.
啊，他是一个寡妇，他看他妈妈天天活得很愁苦。
Because his mom was a widow, and then he's always seen his mom worried.
他怎么安慰他都没有用。
And doesn't matter how he tried to comfort her.
很强的 depression 控制他。
And then his mom was overpowered by strong depression.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
他发现他妈妈从楼上下来的时候。
He noticed that his mom walked downstairs.
完全不一样。
She looked totally different.
他不知道发生什么事，但是他发现他妈妈不一样。
He didn't know what happened, but he noticed that his mom was different.
那么安静安详，带着微笑笑的笑容。
She was full of peace and with a smile.
跟他从前看见的妈妈完全不一样。
So his mom was totally different now.
他就问他妈说：“发生了什么事情？”
So he asked his mom, "What happened?"
他妈妈就告诉他。
His mom said.
啊，昨天晚上我睡觉的时候。
Last night as I was sleeping.
我在梦中看见我在路上走。
I was, I had a dream, and I saw myself walking on the street.
一路上有很多黑色的包袱被丢在路上。
Along the way, there were many black bags.
我每看到一个，我就捡起来背。
Every time I see a black bag, and then I carry it.
我看到一个，我又捡起来背。
I saw another one. I picked it up and carry on my.
然后背到最后，我发现我实在走不动了。
Until finally, I find myself.
我又重又累，我一步都走不动。
It was very tiring and heavy.
他说：“当我趴在那里的时候
，As I was on the floor,
我突然知道主来到我的面前。
Then I sensed the Lord came to me.
他说：我跟主说，我好累。
And I told the Lord, Lord, I'm really tired.
我走不下去了，我背不动。
I can't walk anymore. I can't do it anymore.
我就听见主对我说：女儿，没有一个包袱是我给你的。
And I heard the Lord said to me.Daughter, none of these bags and burdens were for you.
你为什么要把它捡起来，背起来
？Why did you pick them up and carry them?
他记得在梦中好像主摸了他一下，他所有的重担卸下去了，他自由了。
And it seems that in the dream, the Lord touched her, and she was able to cast all the burdens and she became free.
他知道主这么爱她。
She knew how much the Lord loved her.
而且他知道他所有的忧虑愁烦是仇敌给他的。
And she knew that all the worries and burdens were actually from the enemy.
弟兄们，主告诉我们，彼得告诉我们要将各样的忧虑卸给神。
Peter told us that we have to cast all our cares to God.
因为他顾念你们。
Because he cares for us.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听。也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。